ABC Radio Australia.
The Australian government's continued insistence that a suspected terrorist, Neil Prakash, is a Fijian national, despite repeated denials from Suva, is threatening to overshadow a scheduled visit next week to Fiji by the Australian Prime Minister, Scott Morrison. Now, Prakash is currently in jail in Turkey, awaiting trial on several charges. But Australia's Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, has revealed that the government's revoked his rights as an Australian citizen because of his affiliation with the Islamic State terrorist group. Now, the Australian government's argued that it's been able to strip Prakash's citizenship because it's had clear advice that he had, or at least was entitled to, Fijian citizenship because his father was Fijian. That's a claim, though, which Fiji has flatly denied several times in recent weeks. And the Fijian Director of Immigration, Namani Vuniwanga, has now told Pacific Beat that they also don't have any details and records for his father. We're going to hear more from him in a moment. Our reporter, Lithe Mavono, is in Suva. She's been looking at the story. I spoke with her a short time ago. Lithe, Fiji's immigration directors cast fresh doubt on Australia's claims that Neil Prakash, who's an accused terrorist, is a Fiji national. What more can you tell us?
Well, I spoke with Mr. Vuniwanga yesterday, and he's adamant that there are no records as to Mr. Neil Prakash's citizenship or even of him ever entering the country. And in fact, the director said that there are also no records here of his father. You know, Mr. Prakash is said to have been fathered by a Fijian and a Cambodian mother. But according to Mr. Vuniwanga, his father was not a Fijian national at the time of Mr. Prakash's birth. So according to Mr. Vuniwanga, that makes him an Australian. If he acquired Australian citizenship at a very young age, at birth even, then he was the son of an Australian national.
No. Don't have his details.
So you don't have his name, sir?
I don't have his details, the father's details.
Okay, well, can you confirm if he's at least still a Fiji citizen?
I can't confirm if he's a Fiji citizen if I don't have his details. And for Neil Prakash to acquire citizenship at a young age when he was born in Australia, that means his father was an Australian citizen then. And that's how they acquired Australia. If his father was a Fiji citizen, he wouldn't have the son would never acquired Australian citizenship back then because he was a child of a Fiji citizen. He would have acquired Australian citizenship if he was a child of an Australian citizen. That's the assumption, because that's how citizenship works. Under our records, he is not. The administration of Fiji citizenship is with us, with the Department of Immigration. We don't have any records of his citizenship.
Well, that is the Director of Fiji's Immigration Ministry there, Namani Vuniwanga, speaking there with you, Lithe. Now, what kind of consultation did he and others within the Fiji government have with Australian officials about this case of Neil Prakash?
Well, Mr. Vuniwanga's first, inkling of this entire saga was through the media, he tells us, and ABC News understands that to date, he still hasn't heard anything official from the Australian government. He went on to even clarify that there was no phone call, there were no official memos, there's been nothing so far from the Australian government. So he remains adamant that Neil Prakash is not a citizen and that he's actually Australian.
Well, that kind of lack of consultation, the way this has been handled, has seen Australia's opposition here slam the minister who's responsible, that's Peter Dutton. Let's take a quick listen to Shane Newman, who is the Labor Party's spokesman for immigration.
Peter Dutton didn't consult or have his department consult with the Fijian government before he announced that he was stripping this terrorist of citizenship. Peter Dutton is a shameless, self-serving media tart on this issue, and what he's done has embarrassed himself, has embarrassed the Prime Minister, embarrassed our country, and in a week's time, Prime Minister Morrison has to go to Fiji to sort out Peter Dutton's mess. Of course he's doing damage with our relationship with Fiji. This is an incompetent minister that shouldn't even be there.
So some pretty strong statements coming there from the Australian opposition saying that this case has embarrassed Australia and doing damage with Australia's relationship with Fiji. As he mentioned there, the Prime Minister Scott Morrison is heading to Fiji next week. He's going to be meeting with the Fiji Prime Minister, Frank Bainimarama. So what's the feeling on the ground there in Fiji?
Well, I think it's it'll be very interesting to see if it does get discussed. Australia is one of Fiji's major trading partners, if not the main one. We do get most of our development aid out of the Fed, and so it is going to be interesting to see how this gets discussed when the Prime Minister, who by the way is responsible for the Department of Immigration as well as the Department of Foreign Affairs, and Canberra continues to say that they've had communications with the Fijian government, but the Prime Minister was the first to come out to say, as responsible for immigration and foreign affairs, that Bill Prakash is not a citizen. So I think on the ground here, people are very curious as to how this could have happened in the first place, and curious to know also how the issue got so out of hand without there being any formal communication between the two governments. But yes, we're all eager to see what will happen when PM Morrison is in Suva next week.